I know. You guys have a lot of deferred maintenance and equipment, and maybe that has to come first. I do think that over time, if we're able to manifest these kinds of surpluses, we are going to have to take some responsibility for some of those needs.
I agree.
But I see your point that it hasn't really happened yet. Okay. Well, so basically it's a question, guys, of do we want to sort of, you know, leave in the goal of the $80,000 in grant income and the big surplus as is, which I think is, you know, an encouragement to actually go out there and raise the money. Or do we want to be a little bit more conservative with the ramp up in the grant income? Because historically, for what it's worth, Michelle, there hasn't been a lot of infrastructure around applying for grants and getting them. That's why there's a zero in that line for several years going back. So the question is just, are you going to be able to ramp up basically from zero to 80 in a year? I mean, that's the question.
Is that a question to me?
I guess so, yeah.
Well, I wouldn't put it on the budget if I didn't think that we could do it, and I think that that number is conservative. But I don't understand. I think that's an appropriate question, but I wouldn't have placed it there. I mean, it's much easier to not have had that there and be accountable for than to put it and make myself accountable for.
Yeah. I mean, that's the impact that it will have.
Yeah, I think we, this is Tony.
Yeah.
We should leave it. I think it's something to strive for, get excited about.
Barbara, I think it is conservative also.
Oh, okay. Well, you guys will be coming in with a whopping surplus compared to everybody and everything else projected. But let's see how it does. If it doesn't play out, then next year it would be appropriate to take a slightly different approach to budgeting. But that's next year, and we'll see, and maybe it will. All right, so I guess that pretty much leaves us at the end of temperature taking, unless anyone has anything to add. Okay, so it sounds like we're making one change, and that change, which I things met with the approval of most of the committee, was we were going to buttress up the legal expenses from $10,000 to $20,000, which lowers the overall surplus to $53,672.
That's correct.
Okay. So I guess we will entertain a motion to approve this budget with that one modification. Does anybody want to make it?
I move.
Yeah. Who's talking?
Marcus.
Go ahead, Marcus. Okay. Okay. So the motion's on the floor. If there is, Jim, is it clear enough to you for transcription processes?
Yeah. Approve. I'll just call it WPFW 2014 budget. Presented to the NFC with an increase in 6530 legal expenses, 10 to 20,000.
Yeah, that's what the motion is.
Got it.
Okay. Any desire for further discussion, or should we call the roll? Okay, let's call the roll on a vote.
Jim Boyd, yes. John Crumshaw, did he leave? Okay.
I think he did, yeah.
Marcus Jeter?
Yes.
Tony Norman?
Yes.
Michael Novick, Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Raul Salvador?
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman?
Yes.
He thinks it passed.
Zero.
Okay.
Zero extension. So we got a budget.
Thank you, Jim. Okay, so we will make that one change and forward it on to the Pacifica National Board. It will be the fourth of the four remaining station budgets to be considered. So I can't tell you, Michelle, at this point how long that will take. It will probably be a couple of weeks, but you never know. We will let you know when it's finalized. Yeah.
Let me ask you, with my being new, is that something, because I'm already pulling that spreadsheet back up, is that something that I change, or is it that Raul changes, or do you guys change that?
I think probably either Raul or myself will change it. It's a pretty straightforward change, so I don't think that we need to trouble you with doing that.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Because you said it's more important.
I'm going to work with Tracy on all the other approved budgets. Once it's all approved by the BND, then I'll put them together.
Okay. Yeah. It's just one line item, so it doesn't require a major overhaul. So anyway, so the timeline is it will be somewhere in the next couple of weeks. We will notify you, Michelle, when it's formalized and finalized. And I think that's pretty much it. So thank you, everyone. We did get through all five stations before the end of the fiscal year, which is great.
This is Jim. I have one question. Who made the motion?
Yeah.
Was that Mark?
The motion was made by Marcus.
Got it.
And our next meeting is Tuesday, October 8th.
Our next meeting is, yes, it's Tuesday. Is it October 8th or October 9th?
8th is a Tuesday.
Then it's the 8th. And on that day, we will be considering, I hope, both the National Office budget drafts and the Archives budget drafts.
Thank you, Tracy.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for giving me your Friday night.